Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee police officer Charles Irvine Jr. was killed yesterday when the squad car he was in crashed while in pursuit of a reckless driver. Another officer was injured in the accident and is listed in stable condition at the hospital. Irvine was 23 years old and a four-year veteran of the force. It is the first time in 22 years that a Milwaukee police officer was killed in the line of duty. And this weekend is Pride Fest in Milwaukee at the Summerfest grounds. Among the headliners this year are the B-52s. Festgoers will be able to get into Pride Fest for just a $1 donation today from 2:30 until 4:30. And here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Next Tuesday is Election Day in Wisconsin. Voters in the state's 1st Senate District and in the 42nd Assembly District will be going to the polls in a special election that Scott Walker tried to postpone. In the 1st Senate District, Democrat Caleb Frostman is facing Republican André Jacques. In the 42nd Assembly District, Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd will face Republican John Plummer and Independent Gene Rubenstein. And the Brewers were off yesterday. They start a three-game series against the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee County Zoo announced yesterday that two gorillas who passed away in April died from gastrointestinal infections likely caused by E. coli in the exhibit's water system. One of the gorillas, Cassius, was 31 years old and was the dominant male of a family group at the zoo. That family group is now in a state of disarray after losing their dominant male. And this Sunday is the 42nd annual Locust Street Festival of Music and Art in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The festival opens with a beer runner walk at 11:30. There will be entertainment on 6 stages and several food vendors. The Locust Street Festival goes until 8 p.m. Sunday on Locust Street between Humboldt and Holton. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The new Milwaukee Bucks Arena will include 14 gender-neutral bathrooms, according to Senior Vice President Alex Lazry. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel, Lazry said, "It is a step to make sure that everyone feels welcome." In addition to the one-toilet gender-neutral bathrooms, the new sports and entertainment facility will include 18 conventional restrooms for men and 22 for women. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, partly sunny skies, and then mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain. We'll have lows in the mid-50s in Milwaukee, upper 50s in Madison. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, upper 70s in Madison. Then for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs around 70 degrees in Milwaukee, mid-70s in the Madison area. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Resistance Radio.